They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
Three stakes on the Derby Trail took place last week, starting in Kentucky with the John Battaglia Memorial at Turfway. Hush of a Storm closed from far back to win going away, remaining undefeated on synthetic surface and earning 10 Derby points in doing so. Heavily favored Gretzky the Great could do no better than third after setting a pressured pace. Oaklawn featured the Grade 3 Southwest Stakes and the long-awaited rematch of Breeders' Cup juvenile rivals Essential Quality and Jackie's Warrior. The track was sloppy, and Jackie's Warrior easily made the early lead. But despite being wide on both turns, two-year-old champ Essential Quality once again proved too much for his foes and closed strongly to win by over four lengths. He got 10 Derby points for the victory, along with the winner's share of the $750,000 purse. Gulfstream Park held the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth Saturday, and Greatest Honor was sent off the solid favorite off his impressive score in the Holy Bull 4 weeks prior. The early pace was slower than expected, and Greatest Honor was far back early. But he really started rolling in the final quarter mile to reel in and defeat pace setter Drain the Clock, covering the mile in a 16th in 1:44 flat. He earned 50 Derby points for the win and will likely show up next in the Grade 1 Florida Derby on March 27th. Three more stops on the Derby Trail today, each worth 50 points to the winners. Santa Anita hosts the Grade 2 San Felipe, and it marks the return of Life is Good. He looked fantastic in his first two races and should be heavily bet to remain undefeated. His opponents include Medina Spirit, The Great One, Roman Centurion, and up-and-comer Dreamshake. The Grade 2 Tampa Bay Derby drew a full field, including impressive Sam F. Davis winner Candyman Rocket. Junior Alvarado rides the Belmont trainee as he faces stakes winners Sittin' on Go and Helium, and impressive maiden winners King of Dreams, Promise Keeper, and Unbridled Honor. And Aqueduct features the Grade 3 Gotham today. Freedom Fighter ships east for Bob Baffert after a game second in the Grade 2 San Vicente behind Stablemate Concert Tour. He could face a stern test from stakes winners Highly Motivated and Capo Kane, along with recent maiden winner Crowded Trade. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Dino Rosso, the most accomplished racehorse by leading sire Curlin. An undefeated two-year-old and major Kentucky Derby prep race winner as a three-year-old, multiple Grade 1 winner Vino Rosso won the Eclipse Award for Older Dirt Male at four after a dominant victory in the 2019 Breeders' Cup Classic, just like his sire Curlin a dozen years prior.
And it's a vintage performance by Vino Rosso!
His negative 6.25 thoroughgraph number marks the fastest in the history of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Champion Vino Rosso, standing at Spendthrift Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number one, Essential Quality, undefeated, the two-year-old champ, looking at the Bluegrass at Keeneland on April 3rd or the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn on April 10th for his next start. Number two, Life is Good, undefeated son of Into Mischief, goes today in the Grade 2 San Felipe at Santa Anita. Numbers 3 and 4, Caddo River and Concert Tour, they could show up against one another in the Grade 2 Rebel at Oaklawn next Saturday, March 13th. And number 5, Mandaloon, another son of Into Mischief, looking at the March 20th Louisiana Derby at Fairgrounds for his next start. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.